This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. With the canonization of Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta drawing near, the US Ambassador to the Holy See, Kenneth Hackett, has been sharing his memories of her, and in one anecdote described how she was able to exert her moral influence over the then Reagan administration. Ambassador Hackett knew and worked closely with Mother Teresa and her Missionaries of Charity Order while he served as President of Catholic Relief Services. And the US Embassy to the Holy See has just launched an online exhibit documenting the strong ties Mother Teresa had with the United States. He spoke to me earlier. Feelings about Mother Teresa's upcoming canonization, this canonization?
Oh, I'm ecstatic about her canonization. I had the privilege of going to her beatification, and I met her many, many times, and we worked closely with her and the Missionaries of Charity all around the world. So my interactions were with her kind of say to me, the canonization is a long time in coming. It should have been, should have happened before.
I think many people would say that. You've described her as a field hospital saint. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, that's Pope Francis's term, but I'm just interpreting that where Mother Teresa was and where the Missionaries of Charity are is extending mercy and kindness and concern and compassion to those who have absolutely fallen through society's cracks. To the people on the street who are dying, to the young children who have been abandoned. She was always there in the mix for those people. And that's, I think, what the metaphor is that Pope Francis used.
As you said earlier, you knew her, you met her many times, and you worked with her. What aspect of her character did you find most surprising or unexpected?
She had a great sense of humor. And not only that, but she would tweak you.
In what ways?
She would kind of, she would ask you for something, and if you paused or basically said, oh, we'll take that under advisement, Mother, she would say things like, oh, that's all right, God will provide. And you felt like you got a thunderbolt right through you. I mean, she just knew how to move the agenda. And she was the same with presidents, queens, kings, and people on the street. She was just, she was a real person.
I mean, she never lost that opportunity, did she, to advocate on behalf of the poor
never.
And needy?
Always, always.
Can you share with us any inspirational anecdotes about her words or actions that have really remained in your memory?
I'll give you one. This was the mid-80s. There was a big famine in Ethiopia. And the Ethiopian government was run by a communist regime. I was in Washington meeting with the head of the United States Agency for International Development, and they were talking about cutbacks in the U.S. government food because we can't give food to a communist government and this and that and the other thing. And we're in a very serious and deep discussion, debate, argument, actually. And all of a sudden, somebody knocked on the door and brought in a note from Secretary of State Schultz, and they gave it to the general who was in charge of the meeting there. And basically, it was an advice. The president wants an answer in a half hour to Mother Teresa's letter asking President Reagan why he's cutting the food to the needy in Ethiopia. The meeting kind of changed the whole tenor. She was bold. She was...
And did he change? Did he change?
Yes, that food was not cut out.
I imagine so. Okay, turning to this online exhibit that the embassy, the US Embassy to the Holy See, is launching to document those close ties between Mother Teresa and the US. Tell us more about it, how it got about, and about some of the most interesting items that you're showcasing.
Well, how it came about is when I learned of the canonization, I wrote to some of my former colleagues at Catholic Relief Services and say, what do you have for pictures? Because Catholic Relief Services worked very closely with the Missionaries of Charity from their beginning. And we helped the missionaries and Mother move into places like Yemen and Ethiopia and Afghanistan and Rwanda, et cetera, et cetera. And my thought was, well, maybe we'll have an exhibit at the embassy, you know, some posters or something like that. But my staff, brilliant as they are, decided we should do this online. So on August 26th, we will launch, I think it's about a four-minute video of Mother Teresa in the United States, things she wrote, speeches she gave, people she met, and it kind of shows that side of her. I mean, you could do the same thing in so many countries as she traveled around the world, but we know she came to the United States quite frequently. And I just wanted to highlight that particularly for Americans, for them to see it, but for everybody.
Do you find, as an American, that your countrymen really do hold her in high regard, whatever their faith?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every time she would come to the United States or she would be in the press, I would, in my previous life, get all kinds of requests from people, young and old. Can we volunteer with her? Can we contribute to her efforts? I mean, thousands, not just a few. So she inspired people to reach out and care for those who are the neediest.
She was, though, a more complex character than maybe many of us gave her credit for, because 10 years after her death, there was a book published with a collection of her letters that talked about how she spent many decades struggling with doubts about her faith and even about the existence of Jesus. I mean, that was pretty astonishing, wasn't it?
I didn't read that book. My wife did. And it was hard for me to imagine that. But I think it is probably her profound faith that caused her deep, dark reflections. That's all I can imagine. I'm not a psychiatrist. But there were complex parts of her, but that's what made her great.
She passed away nearly 20 years ago. But what do you see as her most valuable and lasting legacy?
Oh, certainly the existence of the Missionaries of Charity, extending care and concern and compassion everywhere. Not everywhere, but so many places around the world. I think she was an inspiration for people. People read her writings, keep her prayers, and in their book, and will say them during the day. For young people particularly, I think she was a model to be followed.
And this canonization coming as it does during Pope Francis's Year of Mercy, I mean, that's incredibly fitting, isn't it?
It's very fitting and very intentional, I have to believe. And I think there is a convening of so-called mercy workers in the next few weeks at the Vatican. Having the canonization while you're celebrating people who are really exhibiting mercy and kindness, that's wonderful. Particularly for people who work in charitable organizations within the church. There has been debate, did Mother do enough promoting social justice? From my take, she did her thing, which was a direct care, concern, direct giving of her spiritual self to the needy. Somebody else can do social justice. And it all works together. Francis talked about in one of his Angelus presentations, he talked about the link between justice and mercy. And it's beautiful. She was right there.
I was speaking there to the U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See, Kenneth Hackett.